Hello, everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Corinne Rayson from the Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. Today, I have what I think I can call a dear friend, Glenio. So we met randomly on social media. It could have been even 2 years ago. It was a couple of years ago. You reached out to me because you wanted to make a positive impact and talk about mental health within our industry. So we've still stayed in touch, and the result of this conversation today, it's a serious one. Glenio lost his best friend, soulmate, to suicide, Christian, a yachty, fellow yachty, a couple of months ago. So we're going to talk a bit about that. We're going to be very honest, transparent about our feelings, and we hope that there will be a takeaway message for our listeners so that we can be more aware of other people's needs. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So good to have you back.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's really nice to be here again. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. So Christian, you knew him for how long? He was a very good friend of yours.
Yeah, we met on Crew Houses 9 years ago in Cool Palma. And since then, we were great friends and always sharing everything that was going on, our career projects and dreams. And yeah, speaking constantly, crossing states town to catch up for a big hug, a quick beer, whatever port we were. Doing things that yachts do. Trying to see friends around, always in touch.
Yeah.
So being a little family.
He was like a brother to you, wasn't he?
Yeah, being a little family, you know, you always have your friends that you call to share the good things. So brother. Yeah.
Mm. And now, did you know he was suffering from mental health issues like depression?
On the first week, the last weeks before what happened, he posted a few things saying things like, nobody check on me. I can't complain when I don't check on anyone. Or maybe we should just disappear. But we never think that it's so serious, right? So, we don't see the small signs of call for help, right?
Yeah, so let's talk about that, the small signs. What does that look like to you now, looking back? So you've mentioned a couple of cries for help, perhaps on Facebook, saying, I wish I could just disappear, and things like that. So what point would be a red flag for you to intervene and take it seriously? It's hard in the moment because there's so much going on, not only in our world with regards to our jobs and all of that, but to really understand is this serious or is it not serious? Like, how do you work that out?
I think the lesson from that is, as humans, we have to learn how to be humans, and we are so busy running with our lives that we forget to stop and listen. Mm-hmm. But not only listen with the ears, listen with the heart and pay attention on facial expressions, on phone voice tones, and happening so close to me, knowing some case of great friends who've done, but not such not so shocking way, maybe. Mm-hmm. We have to learn how to be humans and look for help. You developed a great material for that can show some signs. And if anyone works with or it's related to any kind of a community, look for more information about the lots of material around. And just look for information as we do, looking for health information. Just trying to get informed, because you can't never expect from anyone close to you.
Yeah.
Even if when it happened before.
Yes, and it's so true about listening. There's a very big difference to listening and you've got a busy mind talking about, okay, what am I going to cook tonight? Or who's that person that just walked past, and you're in a conversation, but you're not actually present in the conversation. So in therapy and training, you learn something called active listening, which you would also learn in an advanced leadership course. And what that is as exactly if you just described, about looking at the tone, looking at the facial expressions, and then clarifying what you've just heard. So what I'm hearing is that you don't want to be here anymore. Is that right? Is that correct? And then sitting in the feeling, like, that must be really hard. That must be very lonely. How does it feel for you? So that you can elicit more information. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, all the support I've been looking for to try to understand, not really so much for myself, but thinking on the future, right? We never know who's really going through things that we don't know. So yeah, what I've been taking from this is looking for resource and information and trying to learn how to listen. So yeah, slowing down the crazy jumping monkey on our minds, and remind that we are humans on this existence. And yeah, try to stay closer to those that we really love.
Yes. So how has his loss impacted you? What is it like losing a soul brother?
Well, especially this on the circumstances, it's what I said. Yeah, I mean, I just want to be a better listener, to try to, you know, to have more actions, thinking about the consciousness instead of just myself.
What were your feelings? Because in psychology, we call it the stages of grief. And the first feeling that comes up could be denial, then anger, then sadness. So what was it like for you?
Well, being a soul brother, I know that it comes from many, many past lives and planets and all these things, so it really helped to be aware of that, having crazy memories of our events. It helped me to really accept that on a much easier way. I joke that my human is learning to live with that, but my soul is okay because I know we are on a quick journey. So yeah, it's going to be quick.
So how do you celebrate him and keep his memory alive? Because that's part of the healing process. We think that the person, yes, they physically not with us anymore, but there's ways in which you can include them in your life on a daily basis. So what rituals or special things do you have?
I think I learned with this guy how to take care of people. So I think I've been trying to check up on some friends, family, and to check if everyone's okay. So I think it's a good lesson. Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, you've been inspired to do a project in memory of Christian. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So yeah, I've been planning to sail south from New England, heading to Florida, and doing a couple of stops on the way. I still got no clue how I'm going to do that. And trying to, well, I'm working on raising awareness to the topics and subject. And taking this time to, as I said, learn and study more and try to understand the silent signs of someone with depression. Or
So what would you like to see more of from our community as Yotties, as an industry? What could we do better?
A more gathering, maybe, to discuss about it. that kind of support that, I don't know, I think a professional support is extremely important, actually. So yeah, I spoke about that many times. So professional support. You've been working great with all the industry, and reason why we've been in touch. So yeah, the professional and the personal, and I think yeah, we work long hours, so it makes it a bit quite harder to understand and see how people are doing. But just thinking on the next human beside us, you know, close to us, the work environment.
So you've been working in the industry for a very long time, and you've worked with all sorts of different personalities, some very beautiful personalities and some very challenging personalities. Oh, no. So what would you advise someone who's very new to the industry and are exposed to unhealthy working environments? How does one work through that in a positive way? What would your advice be?
I'm very lucky to have quite good, great friends that I can talk about anything, so, and family. So I think having someone to trust is, on my case, I have a big battle. So I think having an external support is amazing. And as I said, professional as well. So I think, yeah, anyone feeling that you're not being treated on a professional or human or a decent way, just look for some support some way.
Yes.
One hour, the right answer comes, you know. So yeah, professional, family, friends, support. People more experienced on the industry, usually they got great ideas how to come around.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, what do you do to self-care on board? What are your strategies?
What's that?
So you mentioned, do you use oil, aromatherapy or oils? And you
I mean, as a freelance, it's always hard to pack the right luggage, but yeah, I like to prepare my relaxing essential oil sprays, sometimes depending on the occasion, situation, a bit of stretching, lots of binaural music along the day, and yeah, usually getting into my bubble, listening lots of positive messages.
Oh, it was so lovely to connect with you, and thank you for sharing a very personal and difficult story, but I can see that you're using this to make even more of an impact and using it for positive change, which is inspirational.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to be talking to you again. Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure. Well, all the best for the trip. How do we follow you, like those who are listening to, I know you might not have a set date about this project, and it's in development at the moment. So yeah, what can we do to hear more about it? How would we know more about it?
As soon as I have a bit more of direction about next days, I will start to work on all the social medias, and hopefully I can find the same tag, the same username for all the accounts. So yeah, probably a Facebook group and Instagram and YouTube page, channel all together.
Okay, so
that's the beginning of the whole project, as my side gig is social media management. So yeah, that's what I thought about starting, and connecting local associations who might be involved with this along the way. So yeah, that's the basic plan and sketch.
Wonderful. So can they follow you on your personal page in order to wait for that information
I did not start working on any social, but yeah, sure, my personal profile is open. So yeah.
Okay, so what is it so that people can find it?
Yeah, Glenio Araujo, like it's written on a little screen over here.
I've just moved my mouse, so it's come up. So hopefully people can see it. But if you're listening, it's Glenio, so Glenio, and then his surname is Araujo. So if you search that on Facebook, I'm sure you will have a mutual friend and his name will come up quite quickly. So thank you again. I wish you all the very best for your travels. I'm so, so, so excited. And if you need any help, let me know.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate. And as I said, I'm honored always to be participating and collaborating.
Thank